for calling Arch Self Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Lorene Hayde.
Hey, Lorene. How can I help you today?
Arch Self was installed yesterday, yesterday. I need to set up my internet so I can use it.
All right, no problem. So it's a case that your services were installed, but you still do not have internet connection?
I don't know what to do now. I just got home from work.
Okay, no problem. One moment, please. Could you spell your last name for me, please?
Hade.
All right, and what's your service address?
15 Plattekill Drive, Mount Marion.
And the phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number?
It's basically the only callback number.
Okay. All right, so it shows that your internet is up and running. You just want to know how to connect your devices?
Like, it might be up and running, but I'm not using it.
Okay.
I've made an account. I haven't done anything. I literally just walked in the door and was told I have to make an account or a password or something. And I don't have anything. I haven't paid anything. I haven't done anything other than you came and put this stuff in my house.
All right. Was someone at your location when the services were being installed?
My son.
Okay. So the tech would have to provide an email address and password to log into the HomePass app.
And okay. So you already have my email.
Yeah, so the technician usually once you're set up, they usually do set up an email and a password for you to log into the HomePass app, where you'd be able to like see your different devices, how the internet is behaving, and so on. As it relates to the internet itself, all you just need to do is just put in the password into your different devices so that you'd be able to use it.
So I have to use this card and go to this HomePass by Plume?
That's correct.
Okay, do I have to do anything else?
No, differently than just any devices that you're being connected to, you just put the password in. You can change your password on the HomePass app, or you can choose to change the password over the phone with us. You said you want to change the password?
Yeah.
What would you want the new password to be?
LIL.
Capital L, common L.
Like little LIL, black box, little black box.
All common letters?
White. All letters, yeah.
As in, is the first L a capital letter or a common letter?
Do I need a capital letter?
Oh, no, you don't. I was just making sure that I have it right.
Yeah, that's fine. Leave a capital. Capital L is the only capital. Little black box.
Okay, so LILBLACKBLX.
Right. Do I need numbers?
No. The password was set.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, you can just put it your new password into your different devices, and then you'd be connected. As it relates to...
What is this? HomePass? It says your info doesn't match our records.
That's when you're logging in?
I'm doing it on my phone right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it says info does not match our records. Please try again or select forgot password, username, ID-3104.
Okay. What you can do, let me see. Are you able to choose the, your username is LoriHate9@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you can just choose the forget password option.
Back in again. Confirm your account. Oh, for fuck's sake. This is exactly what I don't want to do. Please enter your name. Come on, let me type. Code 1 2. What is it asking me? Please provide the following details for the best experience signing into your home network. Phone number? Account info. I don't account number? I don't have an account number. It's asking for an account number and a security code.
Okay, so the account ID is 4444. So it's four fours.
44. And what about the security code? It says, please enter a valid account number. Why is this a ID Spectrum?
No, it wouldn't be through Spectrum, it would be with Arch.Fiber. Fiber.
Well, that's where I was. Why is it now stated? What the hell? Well, that would be why it's not matching. All right, let's redo everything. What is it doing?
Do you want me to send you a password reset?
Hold on, it's. When I use your little home pass by Plume, it says activate Spectrum.
Okay, yeah, it's not supposed to. All right, what you can do now, first connect with our internet. So go ahead and connect through Arch.Fiber.
How? How do I do that?
We'll go to your Wi-Fi settings.
I'm connected to the network.
Please enter password Archtop Fiber 5285.
So you go ahead and put in the new password, little black box, capital L.
It won't. What do you mean I'm not in the right area? I'm in the I where I am. That's where I am.
You click on the left side,
I
options
did.
come down,
I did.
you pick it.
I did.
Well, I didn't have to do any of that, so I'm trying to tell you that you're in the wrong area.
Look, look, I'm not. It's right there, Archtop Fiber. I had to sign into it. Come on, QR reader. Hold up. Okay, now it says Arch Top on top.
Okay, we can try to do the process now.
Now I want to go to sign in, right? Let you see what you're typing. You're unable to log in with the provided information. Please verify your login information and try again or contact support.
I'm going to send you a password reset, okay, to your email.
Yep.
I just sent it to LoriHade9@gmail.com.
Come on. It says reset success, open Wi-Fi app. The site is repeatedly trying to open another application. Don't allow. This site is repeatedly trying to open another application.
Did you reset your password through a website?
I did it with what you just sent me.
Yeah, so if it says that it's opening an application, it's trying to open the app, the HomePass app.
Something went wrong. The application couldn't get opened.
Yeah, so go back. So you should be able, did you reset the password?
Did.
Okay,
and then
so
it
you
gave me reset success, my email address, open Wi-Fi app. I hit that and it said those words.
Okay, so just
now
go back to the HomePass app.
Like repeatedly trying to open another application. That's what it keeps telling me.
So go back to the app itself. Come off that screen and then just go back to the Wi-Fi app, the HomePass app.
Is it actually an app or is it just the QR code?
It's an app as well. The Plume app.
Did it put it on my phone? I don't see it anywhere. Was it supposed to download it?
Are you able, you don't have the app on your phone?
Not unless the QR code put it there.
All right. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
An iPhone.
Are you able to go to the App Store?
Yep.
And look for HomePass by Plume? You can just write in, you just write Plume in, it should come up.
HomePass by Plume. We have sent a link to your, and tap on the link in the email to sign in. Please review the following. I don't have time for this show. Yeah, you do. I just send you notifications. Do I want it to send me notifications?
It's up to you.
I'm a adapt self-optimizing Wi-Fi technology.
Yeah, that sounds as if you're in the app now, right? You got access?
It looks like it.
Yeah, so that's where you'd be able to like see the internet, the devices that are being connected, the signal strength, and yeah, the quality of the internet in a sense.
Okay. It said it has a password in there. It does not look like it's enough letters.
No, it's not going to show it like that. It doesn't want to show this. It's not going to show the exact numbers of
Well, there's not. Usually
Yeah.
there's a dot for each.
No, it wouldn't be a dot. It's not going to show the amount of dots because they don't want anyone to guess the password. But the password is the little black box. I'm seeing that you have a couple devices already connected.
So what else do I need to do?
You won't need to do anything else. Only thing is any device that you want to do, your TV, your phone, just go to the Wi-Fi settings, the arch.55285, and put in the password and you're good to go.
Arch.55285. That's what I put in.
Yeah, that you have access to your phone right now.
So let's say I want to set up my Alexa. I would go to settings.
Well, yes, if you want to set up your Alexa through with the Wi-Fi, then yes, you'd go to settings and go to the Wi-Fi section, click on the Wi-Fi archtop fiber 5285 and put the password in.
For like for Alexa.
Yeah, if you want to use Alexa, that's correct.
And my other TVs, do I have to do anything with them?
Yeah, with the TVs, you can just go to the Wi-Fi settings on the TV and put in the password. It's just this.
I have Dish Network.
I'm sorry?
I have Dish Network.
Yeah, so
So do
once, as in cable network.
Dish Network? Do I have to do anything with them to try and to hook it together?
Oh no.
I turn my TV on, is it just going to work?
If you turn your TV on, you'd have to, if you're talking about the Wi-Fi, you'd have to go to the Wi-Fi settings on the TV and put the password in.
Okay. I have no idea where that would be.
It
Right.
would be in the settings option. You should be able to see like a profile picture, something in the corner once you turn the TV on, where you'd be able to go to settings.
Hang with me 1 minute until I get this up. The thing I'm going to do is hang up and have to call back.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, if the TV is just on and is running, does that mean it's already set up?
Oh no, you do you have a smart TV?
I guess. I don't know if
Yes.
this one is. TV. I'm in my bedroom. This is the second TV.
Okay. What do you use on the TV? Is it the case that you just go to normal applications like Netflix, Hulu, are using an Amazon Fire Stick?
I have an Amazon Fire Stick too, but I have Dish Network, which is a, do you know what Dish Network is?
It's like a satellite television company.
Yeah, like DirecTV and all those, where I get tons of channels. So it
Okay,
has a little box.
so once you're on the TV now, what are you seeing?
TV. Just TV. Can I change the channel? I can change the channels and stuff.
It's working fine for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just the channels that this satellite is providing to you. If it's the case that you do need to get connected to like use Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus, then you probably would have to connect to the internet. But it doesn't seem as if you're using a smart TV, you're just using satellite.
Yeah, I think that would probably be it. Now, with the Alexa, what do I have to do?
With the Alexa,
Where's your microphone? I'm in.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, shut
up. Internet isn't reachable.
Yeah, so she's not connected to the internet.
Do you have the Alexa app on your phone?
Yes.
Well, are you able to?
It's not.
Perfect.
Because she's not working.
Because you have to go on your phone and turn it on. It
what?
Has nothing to do with the girl you're talking to. The TV's fine. Everything is fine. I understand. I've been listening. Everything is working. You have to go into the apps and log on to the
I'm
new
doing
app.
It. That verification.
Once you're in the Alexa app, you can select the devices. It's you see something that says devices.
Okay. All right. I think I'm in there. I think I have. It has to. They have to call me for a two-step verification.
Okay, so yeah, so once they do call you and give you that two-step verification, you'd click on device, and then you just change it to the Wi-Fi network, and then your Alexa would be connected.
Great. Perfect. Now, what about an account? You said my account number is 4444?
Well, that's for the HomePass app. For your account with Archtop, it's 2132.
2132. That's my account number. And how does billing work?
Okay, let me just check on your account. Usually on the date that your services are installed, that would be your installation date and your billing date going forward, and then your due date for that would be 2 weeks after. Do you want to set up auto pay?
Do I save $10? What was my understanding?
Yes, you would be able to save $10 after each bill.
So instead of $69.99, my bill would be $59.99?
It would be $69.99. The price for the 1 gig is $79.99. And if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
When I signed him, he told me it was $69.99. I've never heard the fee $79.99.
You have the 1 gig fiber internet. So it's $69.99 once you do auto pay with paperless billing and auto pay.
All right, there's another big hoopla. All right. He told me it was $69.99, and then if I set up auto pay, it would be $10 less.
Yeah, it's $10, which would be the $69.99 once you do the auto pay and paperless billing. But the cost for it is $79.99.
That's not what he told me. I should have stayed with Spectrum. Okay. What do you need for me to set up the auto pay?
Give me a moment. I would need your routing number and your account number.
I could have gotten Spectrum. Spectrum was offering me $55. And now you're not giving me the 10. I never should have switched. People need to know what you're saying. You're not telling me the truth. You ready for the routing number?
You can go ahead with the routing number.
2219-71264.
And the account number?
564-09-6681.
564-09-6681.
564-09-6681.
Okay. And what's the name on the account?
same name, Lori L. Well, there's an L. Middle name Lynn was L. Lori L. Haid.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and have that updated for you. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
Yeah, I need to know exactly what I'm going to be charged and when I'm going to be charged it.
All right, so once your auto pay has been set up, your services, you said you got your services installed yesterday, so the 29th of every month would be your billing date going forward, and the payment would be taken out on the 29th of each month. Once your auto pay has been set up, it would be taken out the latest by tomorrow or Friday.
And what are they going to take out?
So they're going to take out for this payment, being that you did not have auto pay set up as yet, it would be $79.99, but with your future bills, it would be $6 to $9.99 each month.
No, I'm not paying $79.99. Just because I wasn't home yesterday? It's $69.99. That was what the fee I was quoted. Then less for auto pay, but you're not giving me that. So I'm accepting your $69.99. I'm not paying $79.99.
All right. What I can do for you, I can have it escalated, being that you were misinformed as it relates to the cost of the internet, so that they can have it adjusted so it could be the $69.99 for this bill. Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
So that'll be taken out on Friday?
Yes, it should be taken out before Friday.
There's no taxes. It's a straight $69.99.
That is correct.
Okay. And it'll be the 29th of every month?
That is correct.
But this one will happen at the end of the week.
Yep. Yeah, being that the auto pay wasn't set up as yet.
Okay. And the auto pay is set up now, correct?
It will take about 6 hours to be fully activated on the account, but it is technically activated. Your information has been put in.
Okay. All right. I guess that's it. Thank you very much.
No problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling ArchTop Fiber.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.